When we had Joe from Stacking Benjamins on last week, he mentioned that cutting back on expenses can only get you so far. Earning more can be a powerful way to speed up your goals. This week we're having Steve Chu, founder of My Wife Quit Her Job, discuss, well, how his wife was able to quit her job. Not only was she unhappy with her career, she knew that she wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. But she also wanted to make sure that the family's finances would be able to handle this transition. In this episode, we get into testing the waters before launching a business, how to manage a business while you're still working full-time, and resources you can use to make this leap. I hope you enjoy. Some of the most popular posts and episodes for Couple Money are about starting your own business. Being self-employed, I completely understand the appeal. Many people associate owning a business as having more control over the money you make and your schedule. You definitely have that opportunity, but it's not as easy as some web gurus like to make it. It takes planning to get things running, and if you're married, it takes a lot of honest and open communication. Before Steve and Jennifer were married, the two of them sat down and discussed what they wanted to accomplish.
It was actually a prerequisite prior to marriage. Well, she was like, you know, it's very important for me to, at least one of us, she said, to stay at home with our kids in the very beginning. So it wasn't unexpected, although I wasn't sure if she was going to still follow through with it, actually, after she became pregnant. But yeah, we'd had the discussion before.
While they were making good money between their two jobs, if they wanted to stay in their neighborhood and maintain their lifestyle, they needed some way to replace Jennifer's income. Neither one of them had experience running a business, but they were very careful about not making rookie mistakes. For instance, one of the first decisions they made was the product that they were going to sell online. Interestingly enough, they went back to their wedding to find their niche.
So first of all, we sell wedding linens and wedding handkerchiefs. When we got engaged to be married, it's just kind of, we spent a lot of money on our wedding photography, and my wife knew she was going to cry, and she didn't want to be caught on camera using tissues to dry her tears. And so we looked everywhere for handkerchiefs, and we couldn't find them anywhere in any store except for these factories in China. And so we ended up importing a whole bunch of these handkerchiefs.
This is a great lesson. If you're stuck on what product or service to sell, look back at your life. Are there missed opportunities that you can fill?
We only used maybe 6 of them at most, and then we sold the rest on eBay, and they sold just like that. And so when it came time, when she became pregnant with our first child, we were like, okay, we really need to replace her salary. Let's get back in touch with that Chinese vendor and see if we can make a go of this. And so that's kind of how we stumbled upon it.
Since money will be tight as you prepare to launch, you can do the same thing they did and test out before you invest a lot of your finances into this business. While they had a really good product to sell, Steve and Jennifer still had a lot of work to put in. They had to take the time to get the site up and the business running. That meant that they had to eliminate time wasters to their already full schedule.
Yeah, so it's funny, Elle, we have 2 kids now, and back then we thought we had a lot more time. Now we really don't have any time, but back then, if you're just working full-time jobs, there's actually plenty of time, right? You got your nights, you have your weekends. It's just about your priorities, really. When we were starting the business, and again, this is a long time ago now. We started in 2007, but we did sacrifice a lot of our nights and weekends to just get things off the ground. You know, we wouldn't hang out with our friends as much. Pretty much gave up TV. And, you know, if you look at your schedule, there's a lot of different points where you're wasting a lot of time during your day. And it's just a matter of taking that time and just making more efficient use of it.
Even though you have to put in the hours to get things ready, the good news is now there are more resources for you to open an online store.
Today, it's actually a lot easier. There's a whole bunch of platforms out there that will basically do everything for you on the back end. And all you have to do is be responsible for just populating with products. These days, you don't even have to worry about fulfillment. You can list your products on Amazon, send them over to Amazon's warehouses. They'll take care of fulfillment. They'll take care of customer service, returns, everything. So today, the options are wide open. I actually have encapsulated everything into an email course. So it's located at mywifequitherjob.com/free-guide. And basically, it walks you through all of your different options if you want to sell online, tells you all the tools, and just gives you a very high-level overview of everything. It's actually a video-based course that will last 6 days.
You can also experiment on a small scale to see if retail is the right path for you. Steve had a wonderful suggestion for beginners.
If you are an absolute very beginner and you're terrified and you don't want to invest that much money into this at all, what I would recommend that you do actually is do what is called retail arbitrage to start with. And for those of you who are unfamiliar with the term, this is the process of going to like your TJ Maxx or going to a store, going through the clearance section, finding goods that are selling below market and listing them on Amazon and selling them at a significant profit. What's nice about this is, like, if you think about it, you would think that if you walked into a clearance store that, you know, you wouldn't be able to make a profit on some of the items that you're buying. But you have to think in a different way here. Geographically speaking, there's a whole bunch of different areas across the US, for example, where people don't have access to these stores. And so the only alternative for them to get these goods delivered to their house is by using Amazon. And so what's clearance to you, someone else might be willing to pay full price for. So if you absolutely just want the minimum way to just kind of dip your toes in the water with very little risk, I would give that a try.
Special thanks to Steve for sharing his story. You can find out more about making that leap into entrepreneurship and building up an income source at mywifequitterjob.com. Join us next week when we look at financial independence, specifically how you can carve out your own path and avoid the hype. Todd Tressider, who has already been there and is one of the leading voices of financial independence, shares the mindset and process you need. If you don't want to miss out, make sure you're subscribed to the podcast. It's free and easy. We're on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, TuneIn, and more. You can also grab the feed off of our site, couplemoneypodcast.com, so you can listen to the show from whatever podcast service app you prefer. Have a wonderful week and take care.